And I would ask that everyone put themselves on mute except for Miss Linda, who's going to lead us in the chants. So I'm going to put myself on mute. You do so too.
Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Puram saranam gacchami. Dhammam saranam gacchami. Sangham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Dutiyampi sangham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi buddham saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammam saranam gacchami. Tatiyampi sangham saranam gacchami.
Thank you. So for the meditation and actually the talk, I'll be continuing with the explorations from last time and focusing on particularly metta practice and its integration with insight and wisdom. In the meditation itself, primarily we'll be doing metta practice. We'll start just with a short period of settling, about 7 or 8 minutes, and then I'll come back and give some guidance for metta. Okay, so starting with about 7-8 minutes of settling, however that best works for you, being with the breath, mindfulness practice. Could be metta itself. And in our meditation today, we'll be continuing with metta, but bringing in the radiating metta that I mentioned last week. And so I'll teach two different ways of practicing the radiating metta. The first way is that we'll get the metta going using your own way of practicing, and then I'll bring in the radiating metta. So let me invite you, in your own way, maybe that you practice at home, about 5 minutes of metta or loving kindness practice can work just with the repetition of phrases or your own way. And phrases like, may you be happy, may you be safe, may you be healthy or as healthy as possible, may you be held by love, one of my own phrases. And the invitation is to practice the metta now for these 5 minutes where it's easiest, where it's most accessible. So I'll come back in about 5 minutes and give some instructions for the radiating metta. The basic model is we get it going, we get the metta going, and then we let it radiate outward. And now on the basis of having practiced these last minutes, metta, where it seems to flow the easiest, I'll give a guided practice to develop radiating metta. Do it in two ways. And the first way will be familiar to many of us. This is a guided visualization. Just one passage I wanted to read, and then I'll lead the guided practice. This is from the Buddha, and it's most likely that the way the Buddha taught metta was as a form of radiating out from one's own being, one's own heart. One abides, said the Buddha, one abides having suffused with a mind and heart of metta, one direction of the world, likewise the second, likewise the third, likewise the fourth, and so above, below, around, and everywhere, and to all as to oneself. One abides suffusing the entire universe with metta, with a mind and heart grown great, lofty, boundless, free from enmity and ill will. We can start by seeing if you can feel something like the energy of metta from the practice just done. Feel it in the heart area. If there's any energy of warmth, of kindness, of goodwill, see if that can be located in the heart area, in the body. Keeping the attention somewhat lightly in the heart area. See if you can let the energy of metta go outward. Might be somewhere else than the heart, but just let it, in a way, radiate out from your own being. In front, in back, left and right, above and below, filling the room in which you are, or the space, if you're possibly outside. Let the energy of metta radiate out from your own being, for many of us radiating out from the heart area, left and right, front and back, above and below. Can sometimes be helpful to visualize almost like little vectors of radiation in these six directions. Radiating out from the heart area or in some other way, if that works for you, from the body, from your being. Letting that radiation now go a little further. Maybe filling up additional space. And if you're in a building, filling up the other rooms or apartments in the building, going out from the heart, left and right, front and back, above and below, filling all the space around you, above and below, to either side. Feeling the radiating of the metta is the movement of warmth, of goodwill, of kindness, touching all beings within the space. Going outward yet more fully beyond any space in a building to the outside space around where you are. Radiating out left and right, front and back, above and below. meeting all beings, large or small, within this space, with goodwill, with metta. And now going yet further in these six directions, radiating out from the heart, filling the town or city where you are, going in all directions, out from one's own being, meeting all beings with this energy of metta. Going out yet still further, radiating out in the six directions. You can visualize that radiation almost like vectors going out, filling up the region where you are. For us in the San Francisco Bay Area, it might be filling up the entire region. And if you're elsewhere, filling up the large region around you. Meeting all beings with the energy of metta. Going in the six directions, left and right, front and back, above and below. And now yet further, the metta radiating out over the entire continent. Imagine this radiation just going further and further. Radiating out from one's own heart, touching all beings with the wish that they be well, kindness and warmth, radiating out from one's heart. And now letting the radiation go yet further, filling the entire planet in all directions, radiating out from the heart. Left and right, front and back, above and below. Meeting all beings with metta. Creating a space of metta radiating out, filling the planet. And now finally, letting the radiation go out into space without limit, becoming immeasurable. Left and right, front and back, above and below, in all directions without limit. radiating out a field of metta in all directions without limit. Now coming back just to being present in the space for most of us in a particular room, letting go of the visualization, staying with the metta around the heart area or more generally in the body if that's what your experience is. One way of practicing metta is using the visualization we just did. A second is simply to have the metta going, as it were, so the energy is strong, and then let it simply radiate out on its own, going out in these six directions without as much visualization or imagining the vectors, just being with metta, let it radiate out in the space where you are. Now let me invite us just for a few minutes to go back to our mindfulness practice, noticing what's present. Let it be infused in your own way with the energy of metta, like that very, very beautiful phrase from Sylvia Boorstein, "May I meet this moment fully, may I meet this moment as a friend." Just a few minutes of mindfulness, invited to be infused with the energy of metta. See what that's like. If you're with the breath, it could be almost a quality of care, love, appreciation for the breath. So connected with our being alive.